Hello, it's Les Cowie, and thank you for joining me for this podcast. Today I want to proceed to step four, which we call ins and outs. And the reason for that is that for each process in the flowchart that we discussed, you will need to compile ins and outs. It's a very simple diagram. But every job has processes that must be applied to certain inputs in order to produce specific outputs. Now, when you review the process flow diagram that you develop within the first few days of your job, you'll quickly reveal which of the processes perform 20% of the time but occur 80% of the time. Now, it'll certainly be worth taking a deeper look into those 20%ers that perform so frequently. Now, each process should be examined in the same way. Every process in a job produces outputs. Now, the outputs can be things like products or completed tasks or completed entries in a software application or entries on required paperwork. Outputs may be the result of services, for example, a clean, washed, and well-performing vehicle after maintenance at a vehicle dealership. Outputs result from applying certain process steps to very specific inputs. And in your new job, it's an advantage for you to quickly establish which specific process steps must be applied to which inputs. In other words, which materials, which suppliers, documents, or even people. So let's go through that again. Inputs could be materials, components, people, or instructions. And whichever process you're applying may produce a product, or it may produce documents, or it may produce instructions or entries in a software application that pass on to other people. Now, for each process, you want to know, where do the inputs come from and what do I do with them? And most important, what results do I produce with this process? So, we offer in the book, New Job Fast Start, 7 Steps to Be Seen Mastering Your New Job Quickly, we offer a very simple diagram that allows you to chart for each process that you consider important. It allows you to chart the inputs, the process steps, and the outputs. Consider important, it allows you to chart the inputs, the process steps, and the outputs. It also allows you to chart the controls, and I'll talk about that a little later. So in the new job, for each process, you will be the controller. And as the controller, it's your responsibility to ensure that the process steps are applied correctly to the correct inputs to produce the required outputs at that point. And you must know how to control each process in the job. Every process should have feedback mechanisms that measure the inputs, process steps, and outputs. Feedback mechanisms may be dials or dashboards or electronic or mechanical measuring devices, or it may even just be human body language that tells you exactly what you've produced or not produced. The measurements they report we call your feedback. Now, your company should also have some published standards and specifications for the materials, the suppliers, even the process steps and the outputs. And in engineering terms, these specifications are called your feed forward. And the reason for that is it's what's setting up the specifications for what you should produce when you apply the process, and the measurements to tell you that you actually produced what you should have produced when you did the work at that particular point. So now when the feedback matches the required feed forward, you've got the process under control. When the feedback doesn't match the feed forward, you'll need to take corrective action to restore control and bring everything back to the required conditions and quality. In practice, we find that looking at each process in the new job from this perspective is the fastest way to understand all the elements in the job content. You can read as many manuals on the job as you like, but none will give you the simple visual perspective quickly. Now in the book, at the back of the book, we provide worksheets that allow you to then use the worksheet where you can capture the inputs, processes, outputs, and back and control mechanisms at each process step. It's pretty quick. One of the really interesting things about this exercise is that you are able to start at the highest level, in other words, the job description. When you use the input-output diagram, it gives you actually the best visual perspective of the job. In so many companies, the job description is pages and pages of text, and it's not easy to get a visual picture of really what happens in the job. If you take the ins and outs chart that we provide in the back of the book, it allows you to describe the job by showing the processes that are applied in the job, the different inputs that are used in order to produce the outputs. But most important, it allows you to identify the feed forward and feedback controls that you have in the job that allow you to be successful in the job. So there you have it. Think about it. We hope that you will go to lescowie.com and review some of the videos which will help you with perhaps a more visual explanation than I can give in a podcast. And also you will be able to download a free chapter of the book that provides perhaps a little more detail than I have in these short podcasts. Once again, thank you for joining me, and I look forward to chatting in our next podcast.